So the Gemara says, "Guf Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmul, Chayin Amar Bitzak Amar Rav Yechanan, Shem and Zayis, Brachon Ala Bari Priyates." So before the Brach of Shem and Zayis is Bari Priyates, not like Yayin that has its own Brach. Shem and Zayis is a regular Brach of Bari Priyates. It's still different than other Meiperis. Other Meiperis are just a Shakal Nivadvar. They're not considered to be a Pri at all. Shemen and Yayin, they're considered to be a Pri because that's the Iker product for which the tree was planted. But it's an ordinary Bari Priyates. Hey Chidomi, what's the case? Ilay mid the kashosulei. If you're just drinking the shemen straight, ozuke mazikle. So Rashi learns ozuke mazikle means he's being mazik as guf. Ozuke mazikle gufei. Ve'ein zu achilu shetun debracha. An achila that's mazik the guf is not called an achila. To be masrich a bracha. The gabi bracha v'yachalta ksiv. Rashi says bracha is based on v'yachalta. V'yachalta is zot v'yachta. So you need something that conforms to the dorm of achila. Achila in halacha has certain dorm. You know, in all areas of halacha, achila has dorm. It has to be kederach achilosoi, kashir achilosoi, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. Achila has dorm. That's just putting something in your mouth doesn't automatically qualify as an achila. It has a certain paradigm of what achila has to be. And drinking shem and zayis is not called an achila. So Rashi says, therefore, you shouldn't make a bracha at all. Ein zu achilus tun a bracha. But the reason why not is because it's your maisi your guf. That's the Rashi learns zuzuki masli. Your mazik your guf. And contradistinction too, the Ritva says a different shot than zuzuki masli. Zuzuki masli doesn't mean your mazik your guf. Zuzuki masli means your mazik the shemen. So what does it mean your mazik the shemen? Every time you eat something, you mazik the shemen. Eat a piece of chocolate cake. Doesn't do the piece of cake any good. So what does that mean? What it means is that it's not a maisa achila, it's merely a maisa mazik. And that terminology, it's just a way of saying that it's not a maisa achila. It's a maisa mazik, you're incinerating it by throwing it down your throat. But it's not a maisa achila. So it's not a hesber of why it's not a maisa achila. According to Rashi's pshat, he's looking mazik, you're mazik, you're guf. So the Gemara is explaining why it's not a maisa achila. Since you're mazik, you're guf, therefore it's not a maisa achila. According to Ritva's Pshat, the Gemara is not explaining why it's not a Maisa Achilo. The Gemara is explaining, maybe doesn't need to be explained. There's no Hanah, maybe. There's no Hanah. The Gemara is just using a language to explain. It's just an expression. It means it's an expression that this is not a Maisa Achilo, it's only a Maisa Masik. And where did this expression come from? It comes from the Braisa that the Gemara is about to quote. And the reason why you have to pay keren, you don't pay chaymish because it's not a maisa achila. So why do you pay keren? Because even though it's not a maisa achila, but you're not worse than a mazik. You're mazik the shemen. So when you eat shemen, it's not a maisa achila. Since it's not a maisa achila, it's not called ish kirechel kirechel kodesh bishkaga. You don't have to pay chaymish. So why do you pay keren? You say you pay keren, but there is mazik. So that's where this language came from. That you're not, it's not a maisa achil in the shemen, it's a maisa mazik in the shemen. There it's relevant. By truma, that distinction is relevant. It's a maisa mazik, so you pay keren, it's not a maisa achil, so you don't pay chaymish. So the Gemara is borrowing that terminology for brachas. By brachas, we don't care if you're mazik or not. But we're borrowing that terminology to say, drinking shemen is not a maisa achil, it's just a maisa mazik. And a maisa mazik, you don't make a bracha. But that's not Rashi Pshat. Rashi doesn't really say whether you're nana or not. Go back to that. Maybe you are nana, but it doesn't matter you're nana. It's a zuke mazik. The big mazik is mafkil. It's not a maisa achila. Or maybe not. Maybe there's no. We'll see. We're gonna circle. We're gonna want to arrange the problem. Let's just finish the reading Gemara inside. Then we'll talk about. Then the brisa continues. It's nothing to do with us. Just for completeness' sake, Gemara finishes off the brisa. Asach shem and shel truma mishalem es hakeren umishalem es haachaymish. Because that's already called the Maisa Sikha. Shemen is primarily made for Sikha, one of its primary functions. So therefore, it is the primary function of Shemen, is to be used for Sikha. And Zar she'ochel truma, Zar is chayef for eating truma, if he eats a dovah shadakir lechel, Ram writes in the beginning of, I forget, truma, forget which paragraph. Hazar shochel tuma is so a zar is chayev for eating a dovah shadaka lechel and for drinking a dovah shadaka lishtois and for being soch a dovah shadaka lishtois. And shemen is a dovah shadaka losuch. So, did I say that right? Lechel dovah shadaka lechel, lishtois dovah shadaka lishtois, velosuch dovah shadaka losuch. So a food is a dovah shadaka lechel, and a drink is a dovah shadaka, a wine, let's say, is a dovah shadaka lishtois, and shemen zayis is a dovah shadaka losuch. So zar is chayev for smearing shemen zayis. Forget, that's his primary. Its primary use. That's what it's earmarked for. So Akoponim, the Gemara says, and the Gemara's point is, and straight Shem and Zayas, there's no way to make a bracha. You wouldn't make a bracha because it's a Zuke Masikli. So let's focus in on Rashi. So Rashi, again, Rashi says, the reason why there's no bracha on Shem and Zayas is because it's a Zuke Masikli. Rashi understands it to mean, you're Mazik Yuguf. And because you're Mazik Yuguf, therefore, Rashi doesn't say the word therefore, but the chayr, that's what he means. You're being mazik yuguf. Who cares if you're mazik yuguf? So you're mazik yuguf. But therefore, because you're being mazik yuguf, therefore it's not a ma'aseh achilo. Ve'im zeh achilo shetun ha'brocha. Why not? The gabi brocha ve'achal teksiv. So in this Rashi, there's a whole bunch of kashas. Kasha number one, was the obvious question, is how does it seem with the Gemara Amar Aleph? The Gemara Amar Aleph says that Birchas Hanenin is a svara. Also, it's not learned out from Yechalta V'Savotu Herachva. It's learned out from a svara. Also, the Honus Menoyim is Ebelei Bracha. Question number two. Craig asks in Rashi. Craig asks, it seems from Rashi that, Rashi telling me, that Bracha is, in order to make a Bracha, it has to conform to Gidrei Achilo. And by the way, according to Rashi, the dimyan to Truma now is very strong. Why is the Gemara being medamet to Truma? Because Truma also had Gidrei Achilo. In order to be Chayiv Chaymish, you have to have Gidrei Achilo. So the way Rashi learns the Gemara is saying, it's not a Maisa Achilo. What does the Gemara want from Truma? So from Rashi, it seems, the Gemara is saying, it has the same dharma as Truma. You need Gidrei Achila because it says V'chalta V'savot. The bracha needs Gidrei Achila V'chalta V'savot V'rachta. So Gidrei Achila, where do we see? Where can we see the rules of Gidrei Achila? Well, from the halachas of Truma. When do you pay chaimish? Because in order to pay chaimish by Truma, if a zar eats Truma, in order to pay chaimish, it has to be ish ki yoichal. So there, it has the Gidrei Achila. So if we find by Truma that drinking Shem and Zay is not called ish ki yoichal, then likewise, it's not called V'chalta V'savot V'rachta. That's Prat and Rashi. You know, Rashi read this into the Gemara itself. It's important to bear in mind. Rashi thought this is Poshup Shat in the Gemara. The Gemara is Medame Birchas Hanenin to Achiv Chaimish by Truma. What does one thing have to do with the other? The reason why there's no Chaimish is because you have to eat Gidrei Achila. So who says you need Gidrei Achila by Brachos? So Rashi says, yeah, because V'chalta V'savot V'rachta. You need Gidrei Achila across the board. So according to Rashi, that's Pshutish Shel Gemara. That you need Gidrei Achila for Birchas Hamozel, for Birchas Hanenin. Says Abi Kveger, is that true? Is that true? If you drink May Peiros of Truma, not Yayin. But let's say you drank pomegranate juice. What's the name of the pomegranate juice? Palm. If you drank a bottle of Palm that was made from Truma pomegranates, so you're not Chayiv Chaimish. You're not Chayiv Chaimish. And the Gemara says in Pesachim, why not? So the Gemara says, Gemara has two sources. One source, the Gemara says, it's because it's not kederech achilosa. The Gemara wants to bring a raya from there that if you eat shaloi kederech achilosa, you don't have to pay a chaimish. And then the Gemara says, well, maybe that's not a raya. The halach is true. If you eat shaloi kederech achilosa, you don't have to pay a chaimish. But maybe from there is not a raya. There might be another reason why pomegranate juice is not called chuma, because it's zeya ba'alma. It's not a pri at all. Juice is not a pri. It's just a byproduct. Like it's a schwitz. It's a sweat. It's an exudate of the pri. It's not called the pri itself. But Akoponim, the Gemara says that at least one reason why you're not chayev for drinking pomegranate juice is because it's not kederech achilo. Shaloi kederech achilo. So it doesn't conform to ishkirechel. It's not kederech achilo. Says Rabbi Kvega, ayala ladas that there's no bracha and you don't make a bracha on pomegranate juice. Why do you make a shakel? You make a shakel on pomegranate juice. So you see, you don't need Gidrei Achila. It doesn't have the same dharma as Truma. It's not Kiyot. You don't need Gidrei Achila. That's the second question on Rashi. Craig's question. Third question on Rashi. Third question on Rashi is from Rashi in Sukkah Chavav Amid Beis, which we already saw in the past. Rashi in Sukkah Chavav Amid Beis says that if you eat less than a shear, you still have to make a bracha rishayna because osli hanis min ha'ilam is ebalei bracha. So less than a shear, chara it's not v'yachalta. It's not. If you need gidrei achila, you should have to have a kezayis. And Rashi's a pains to say you don't have to have a kezayis because the reason why you make a bracha rishayna is because osli hanis min ha'ilam is ebalei bracha. Very similar to what we already saw in many rishayim right away. Taisus and the Rosh that bichas bracha rishayna doesn't need a shear because you don't need gidrei achila. It says osli hanis min ha'ilam is ebalei bracha. Sometimes discusses why they say the Isle of Amin Adin, Lias Kenodin, we have that all the Rikas and places. But the Kapanim, Rashi seems to echo that. Rashi in Pesukah Chavav says, you don't need a shear. You chayef bracha Rishon even on less than a shear because Osuli Honis bin O'ilam as Embele bracha. So that would seem to contradict Rashi by us. Rashi says, you do need Gidri Achila because it says, V'achalta V'savot V'rachto. And that's why if it's Uzuki Master, you don't have Gidri Achila. But Pachas Megazais also doesn't have Gidri Achila. That's question number three. Question number four is that it says in this Rashi that when it's Ozuke Mazikle, that's Mafkia, that it's not an Achila. Right? If you learn like Rashi, Ozuke Mazikle means if it's not healthy, then it's not an Achila. According to the Ritva, it doesn't say anything more at all. Ozuke Mazikle is not the reason why it's not an Achila. It's not an Achila because it doesn't have any tam. Ozuke Mazikle is the result. Because it's not a Maisa Achila, therefore when you eat it, it's not called a Maisa Achila. It's just Mazik Rialma, and you only pay Karen and not Chaim. It's just an expression to bring out, you know, to drive home that this is not called a Maisa Achila. It's not an explanation of why it's not a Maisa Achila. But according to Rashi, Mazuki Mazikle is the explanation of why it's not a Maisa Achila. It's not a Maisa Achila because it's a Mazuki Mazikle. So Chara Shreya, yes, from the Gemara later on. Gemara later on talks about Kimcha Desairi, eating flour, barley flour. So the Gemara says, if you eat barley flour, you make a shahakol. And the Gemara says that what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that I would have said, it's the first wide line on Lamed Vav. The Gemara says, I would have thought, why is this Shahavimin or not? Like, why would I have a Havimin not to make a bracha? If you make a bracha on everything, shahakal, you make on everything. So why would it be a Havimin and not to make a shahakal on Kimcha Desari, on barley flour? So the Gemara says, because I would have said that since it's kosher lekukiyani, since it's bad for you, it causes parasites, so maybe you shouldn't make any bracha at all. No, since you have ano, you make a bracha nonetheless. So you see that even something that's not healthy, you still make a shakal even right. So what do I get? Shem's dais isn't healthy, but a shakal at least you should make. So these are the four kashas that they ask on, that the Achayim ask on Rashi. Kasha number one is, how can Rashi say that you need gidrei achila v'chalta v'sota rachta? The Gemara in Amaralev says that bracha rishon is a svar. Kasha number two is Rabbi Kvega's kasha. If you need gidrei achila, so why do you make a bracha meperis? Meperis, the Gemara says that meperis are shaloi kederech achilos. So there's no chayim shen meperis. Question number three from Rashi in Sukkah Chavam Amabez, that even on less than a shear you make a bracha rishayna because osla hanis ben ayin is that below bracha. Question number four is, what do you do with the Gemara about Kimcha Desari, that even though it's a zukim asalei, but since you're nene, so you make a bracha nonetheless. Yeah, so one mahalach that's possible to say, certainly I'm not the first one to suggest this, one mahalach that suggests itself is that all of these kashas could be answered in one fell swoop. And that would be by suggesting that Rashi held that it's a dover poshut that Shem and Zayis, there's no hanok. That's even before you get to the book. There's no hanok from drinking Shem and Zayis. But that by itself would not preclude it being a Maisa Achila. Just because no hanok, but still, maybe it's a Maisa Achila nonetheless, without any hanok. You're eating it. Maybe it's a Maisa Achila without any ano. Says Rashi, no. It's not a Maisa Achila because the Zuki Masikli. The Zuki Masikli is Mafkir that it's not a Maisa Achila. Let's say that's Pshat Rashi. Let's see how it works the Cheshbon. See if it's sound, but just the Cheshbon. In other words, if Shem and Zayis had a Hano, if there was a Hano, some Hano from eating Shem and Zayis, maybe I wouldn't care that it's not a Maisa Achila. But Shem and Zayis doesn't have a Hano. There is no Hano from drinking Shem and Zayis. Elam, it's a Maisa Achila. And maybe a Maisa Achila is enough to be a Chayav Rebrocha. Says Rashi, no, it's not a Maisa Chila. Says the Gemara, it's not a Maisa Chila because of Zuki Masikli, like we find by Truma. If we say that, then we can answer when all the Kasha disappear. Kasha, the Kasha, let's say from the start with the Kasha from Kimcha Desari, maybe that brings it out. Kimcha Desari, the Gemara Taka says that since it's Zuki Masikli, I would think it's not an Achila. Says the Gemara, Kamash Velon, since you're Nene, so it's called an Achila nonetheless. So there you Taka see, you know, you could read that into that Gemara. There you Taka see that something that's mazik is not, the fact that it's mazik you should make it not an achila, but the hanoah saves it. If there was no hanoah, then the taka would not be a ma'is achila eating kimcha desari. But since there's hanoah from kimcha desari, so therefore you make a baruch of shakal mi'abedvarim. But by Shem and Zayis, there is no hanoah. So since there's no hanoah, so then all there is ma'is achila, but it's not a ma'is achila because it's okay mazikly. So that kasha will disappear. Likewise, the kasha will go in well. The Gemara Nemar Aleph says it's a svara also the honest min oilim is a bele brocha. Avad it's a svara that also the honest min oilim is a brocha. That's when you're nene. But by Shem and Zayis, taka not nene. So also the honest min oilim is a bele brocha doesn't apply to Shem and Zayis. What might still apply? Shem and Zayis, one of the Shivas Haminim. Shivas Haminim, there's a posuk where chalte v'savot erachti, you have to make a brocha achoyna. And if you have to make a brocha achoyna, kal v'chayim for brocha v'shoyna. That's still sound. There is a posuk where chalte v'savot erachti, by Shivas Haminim, you make a brocha achoyna. And if you make a bracha achayin, a kal v'chayim, you have to make a bracha rishon. The Gemara only used the svara because we needed to get past shivas haminim. We needed other minim that are not from the shivas haminim that are not a bar netil. So then we had to introduce the svara. But for shivas haminim itself, so besides the svara, there's also the pasuk of yachal tevesavot derachta with the kal v'chayim. So by Shem and Zayis, even though there's no hanah, so there's no svara, but it's still a ma'is achil of yachal tevesavot derachta. Says Rashi, no, it's not yachal tevesavot derachta because it's a gemazikli. And he understands that that's pshat in the Gemara. That's why this is dimin to truma. If Shem and Zayis would be tasty, then it would have nothing to do with truma. Also, honest men are the broch. I wouldn't care about truma because there's a svara that you're not allowed to be nenem. But since there's no hanoyer anyway, so we're not coming from the svara. We're only coming from the fact that it's v'chalta v'savata v'rachta. From v'chalta v'savata v'rachta, v'chalta v'savata v'rachta. Then you need gidrei achila. So from truma we call it not gidrei achila, and usukim mazikle is not called an achila. So that kasha would disappear. Kasha number three from Rashi and Sukkah Chavavim Veiz that even on less than a kazayis you have to make a bracha across also the honest manelim is everly bracha. So what's the answer? Maybe somebody there or you could provide the answer for that. It's a slow pitch. Yeah.
That's when there's hanah.
When there's hanah, so even less than a shiur there's hanah. But over here, but when there's no hanah, then you need a ma'is achila. So in a chanami, if you eat something that has no tam, but it's not a zuki mazikle, so then you would need a kazayis. Let's say you're eating tofu, so it has no tam, but it's not a zuki mazikle, so you would need a kazayis in order to make a bracha rishonah. Except that you wouldn't make a bracha rishonah anyway, because you wouldn't have the ochalta v'sot terachta, because not from the shivas aminim. The ochalta v'sot terachta is only the shivas aminim or bar netiyah. So tofu is a bad example. I know we would need something that is from the shivas aminim. But if you had some food that was from the shivas aminim, but there's no tam. Well, that's Shem and it wasn't Tzuki Masikle, then you would have to have a kazayis in order to make the bracha. That answered that question. And what was the last question? You and the kasha from May Paris. Rabbi Kveges from May Paris. Why do you make a bracha on May Paris? It's also not a Ma'is Achila. The terrace is because you're nene, so also has been a Zebulay Bracha. So, Chesmin is good. The Maisa, the Chesmin is good, okay, it's good. It's very Mechudish in Svara to say that some could have no time and no Hano and still be a Ma'is Achila. But that's what we have to say. We have to say that Rashi learned up the Gemara, that Shem and Zayis has no time. So came time this has no time. Nonetheless, you would have to make a bracha as ma'is achila if not for the fact that it's a zuki masikla. That's a very big chiddush that you could have an achila that has no time and nonetheless it's called a ma'is achila. Chayra ma'is achila is defined by hanos. The Gemara says hanos. Where's the shaila? What's the machikser of Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish? What's the machayev by achila? Is it the hanos achecha or hanos agon? But I know you need. We pass on hanos achecha. I know of your mouth. Your stalker shows I know of your belly. You're full. for Yisurim, let's say, to Bichai and Malkus. It's not Kaminis. They ate half Kazayis and spit it up and they ate it again, so. Not appetizing enough for me. But Hanos HaChek you have, Hanos HaGorin you have, Hanos HaGorin you have, Hanos what did I say? Hanos HaChek versus Hanos Me'ayim. Which Gerichin says Hanos HaChek, that means Hanos of the experience of eating it. And Rish Lokas says Hanos Me'ayim. So Hanos Me'ayim you don't have, it's the same half of his eyes, you're not full. You could eat it 50 times, it doesn't make you full if you keep spitting it up. But Hanos HaGorin you, Hanos HaChek you have. But Akapanim, you see that that achil is defined by Hana. So to say that Hashem Isaias has no Hana, and yet it would be a Ma'is Achilo, that by itself is a very, that by itself is a chiddush. The Ritva took for granted that that's not true. The Ritva says that the Ritva read Pshat in the Gemara that it's not an achila because you have no Hana. And that the Gemara says, Uzukimazik, it's just an expression. It's not an achila because you have no Hana. So therefore, what are you doing? Just a Ma'is Mazik, not a Ma'is Achilo. So he took for granted without a hano, it's not called a ma'is achila. Well, in lechera, in lechera, that's the normal, that's the presumptive assumption. To learn in Rashi that if you could have a ma'is achila without any hano at all is a very big chiddush. Yeah, let's say we don't say this malach. And this is a very clever malach, that's for sure. It's a clever malach. Four kashas, they fall with one, it's like a, you know, with all the pins with one wool. So it's very nice. But the kashas themselves can be dealt with in other ways. Not in one fell swoop, but each one by one, all these kashas could be dealt with in other ways. Start with, first of all, the question, how can Rashi say that it's linked out from Mechalta v'Savata v'Rachta? The Gemara in Amud Aleph says that it's a svar, also known as Benelei Mezeh B'lei Bracha. So how can we deal with that kasha? That's right. Because in we said in Amud Aleph, we said in Taisus and the Rosh, and we were back a little bit in Rashi also, that the svar of also known as Benelei Mezeh B'lei Bracha is not a svar that therefore we're going to invent brachas. It's a time of the krah. That the Gemara is saying the reason why the Torah said Vechalta V'Sulat V'Rachta is because the Ben Elam is Elam Bracha, and therefore we can go after the Tam and expand it to other foods, and we can expand it to foods that are not from the Shiva Seminim and not from a Barnatiyah, because the Tam is there of Osulat Ben Elam is Elam Bracha, and then we learn a Kavachayim the Bracha Vishayim. That's what we Miyashi of Tosis and the Rosh. That on the one hand they say that it's Osulat Ben Elam is Elam Bracha. That's what Pokus, they say you need to have Yichayiv even on less than a Shir. And yet they say that Bracha Rishon is learned out with a Kal V'Chaimer from Bracha Chayne, and they're bothered what happened to Dailav Amin Adin Lias Kenob. So we said that, and we medayek in Rashi as well, that Rashi in Amud Aleph, when he explains the Svar, also known as Amin Adin Lias Kenob, Rashi says it's a Svar that Tzorech Lahoydos. Lahoydos sounds like a loss in Bracha Chayne, not Bracha Rishon. Why are we talking about Bracha Rishon? The Sukkot is about Bracha Rishon. And you can't say, well, the Svar is only for Bracha Chayne, the Bracha Rishon is the Kal V'Chaimer. If the svar is for Bracha Chayna, then it's even more for Bracha Rishayna. Because that's the whole meaning of it being a Kal V'Chayna. Whatever is a svar for Bracha Chayna is even more svar for Bracha Rishayna. So why say the svar for Bracha Chayna, then that Kal V'Chayna for Bracha Rishayna? Say the svar even stronger by Bracha Rishayna. So that made us think that Rashi also learns out of the Erech Zeh. That the svar is, that it's not a svar with which we're going to invent a mitzvah of whole cloth. The svar explains V'Echalta V'Savata V'Rachta, which the Torah said by Bracha Chayna. But if the Torah said the svar by Bracha Chayna, then Kal V'Chaimer that it should apply to Bracha Rishayna. But it comes out that at the end of the day, that Bracha is learned out from Yechalta V'Savata V'Rachta. And that stems very well with this Rashi. This Rashi, without this fancy shtickle Torah that we just finished today, that we said before, this Rashi B'Pshutoi is a very big chizuk to that Mahalach that we said on on Omen Aleph.
Even though we say that at the end of the day, this Bracha Rishona is learned out from Bracha Achrona, from the Chalta Sabata, we still say that you can't pull the demon of Shir because it's a Chalta Sabata.
Right, that's still the problem. Whatever Ashi and Sukkah.
So how can
you... All right. I said one of these. We're now dealing with the Kashas piecemeal. We're not doing any more in one fell swoop. So that piecemeal we'll come to. But in Acham, yeah, 100% right. Now, what are you going to do with Rashi in Sukkah? Because at the end of the day, it says in this Rashi that Bracha Rishona has to conform to Gidri Achila. Now that it's learned out from a Kal V'Chaimer, from Yechalta V'Savata V'Rachta, so bracha rishona has to have gidrei achili and ivei achalta. It's like a diary. Diary of in the Yisgandotan. If the Torah said v'chalta v'savata v'rachta, so you need gidrei achili for bracha achrona. So Rashi assumes that bracha rishona also needs gidrei achili. How does that stem with? We'll take this up now. But it's still not going to stem with Rashi and Sukkah, who says that since it's a svara, so all you need is even less than a shir, you can be chayim. There is, we saw Tosis and the Rosh could really grapple with this. If you learn out Bracha Rishayna from a Kavachayim or from Bracha Achayna, and by Bracha Achayna it says, V'yachalti, you have to have a Kazayas, so why does Bracha Rishayna not need a Kazayas? Why do you say, Daya Levomen Adilias Kenodin? So they answer that the Daya over here, we don't say Daya, because it's not a Kavachayim Deraisa, it's only a Gili Milsa, so we don't subject the Kavachayim to close scrutiny. But the Kavachayim tells us the general idea of also honest Min Olam Zebele Bracha. But the ma'aser could be different. Dar bracha achrayna, you have to have gidrei achilo. You have to have the not only hana, but hana that's caused by a ma'aser achilo. And bracha rishayna, it's enough to have even less than a kazayis. You don't have to have gidrei achilo. That's the Tosfos in the Rosh. But that's that much not like Rashi over here, because Rashi over here is saying that bracha rishayna doesn't need gidrei achilo. If it's a zuki ma'aser klay and it doesn't have gidrei achilo, then you're not even chayiv bracha rishayna. Not even chayiv bracha rishayna because you need gidrei achilo. So how come you don't need a kazayis? Rashi himself says in Sukkah that you don't need a kazayis because also the Hanus Melelem is Ebelei Bracha. So, Hascholas HaDavar, this is a problem a little bit, but Hascholas HaDavar is that if you look at Rashi and Sukkah and Chavav, Rashi and Sukkah is not talking about why Bracha Rishona does not need a kazayis. He's going in the shtana of Tzadik, who holds that bracha achrayna needs a kebetza, a shir svia. Well, it's sort of like a shir svia. Or more than a kebetza. You need a shir svia for bracha achrayna. And Rashi explains, because of Tzadik darshan is v'achalta v'savata. You have to have svia. Achila sheyesh v'svia. Says Rashi, but it's master in the Mishnah that bracha rishayna, he made even less than that, less than a kebetza. Why don't you have to have svia? Says Rashi, also the bracha rishayna is also the hanis min ha'olam as ebelei bracha. So this is not the territory by itself, but Hascholas HaDavar is to point out that Rashi over there did not say that bracha rishayna doesn't need gidrei achila. He just said that bracha rishayna doesn't need gidrei svia. You don't need v'savata. Tzadik holds that bracha rishayna needs v'savata. Bracha rishayna doesn't need savata because it's also the hanis min ha'olam as ebelei bracha. So yesh loymar, we'll still have. That what Rashi means is this: that bracha rishayna is talking about kavachayim from bracha achrayna. Al derech toisus on the rosh, we start with v'yachalta v'savata v'rachta, and Chazal applied that with the kavachayim and the bracha rishayna too. And really, by rights, we should say da'il of amin adin liyas kenodin that all the din of a bracha achrayna should carry over to bracha rishayna. But that we see is not true. V'savata according to Absodik doesn't carry over to bracha rishayna. Says Rashi, you see that not all the dinim of achila carry over. Not all the dinim of bracha achrayna carry over to bracha rishona, because it's just maybe al derech hatayis. It's a gilui milsa that there's a svara also hanis min olam is ebelei bracha. But it's up to Chazal to be kaveya this din of also hanis min olam is ebelei bracha, which we're learning out from bracha achrayna kavachayim and bracha rishona. But just to be megal the svara, to what extent, what dharma are we going to require? Are we going to require all the dharma of bracha achrayna, some of the dharma of bracha achrayna? So Rashi says v'savata not. You don't have to have Yechalta V'savata. Because Bracha Rishayna is independent. Bracha Rishayna is not learned out. Rashi means like this. It doesn't, in the Pasuk of Yechalta V'savata, it does not say Bracha Rishayna. It's just Megala the Svar that also Hanus Min Ha'ilam is Ebelei Bracha. And now Bracha Rishayna is Mischayev because also Hanus Min Ha'ilam is Ebelei Bracha, which is the Svar that we learned out from Yechalta V'savata V'rachta. So it doesn't have to be exactly the same. Yechalta V'savata V'rachta needs Svil. And Bracha Rishayna doesn't necessarily need Svil. But other things might yet be the same. It's really up to Chazal. How much of the dinam of V'yachalta V'savata V'rachta are we going to carry over into Bracha Rishayna? There is a mokum to say Da'i Levod Min Adin V'yizkanodin. We could. So V'savata Nit. V'savata Nit. But Hanoah, maybe we do require an Achila Sheim that's Azuki Masikle or Azuki Masikle that's not a Maise Achila at all. Maybe that undermines even Bracha Rishayna. That's the Rashi by us. Yeah, what about Pachas Mikazayas? So Rashi over there is not talking about Pachas Mikazayas. Maybe Rashi holds that a Bracha Rishayna needs a Kazayas. Right, that's a very big kiddush to say Rashi holds Bracha Rishonah needs a kezayis. But ulai, not the end of the world. Rashi holds Bracha Rishonah needs a kezayis. From a tzaddik, you see, you don't need a kedei sviya. Maybe Bracha Rishonah, maybe Rashi holds Bracha Rishonah needs a kezayis. Yeah, I don't know, maybe it's otherwise the Bracha Rishonah doesn't need a kezayis, besides the tzaddik. There's other ways to be mechalak. That Chazal, maybe I'll derech the Keset Mishnah, that when you make a bracha Rishonah, you don't know how much you're going to eat. So Chazal mechayev even less than the kezayis. But if it's zukim masically, it's not a ma'aseh achila at all. And the first mechalak obviously was needed, was more yishma. But I'm saying there's a mokum lechalak. I'm softening up the kasha. That it's a little bit it's mitigated by the fact that Rashi wasn't talking about feirish about less than the kezayis. He was talking about kedei sviyah. He said, V'savoto doesn't apply to the Bracha Rishonah. Because the Bracha Rishonah is not learned that directly. What's all Rashi over there is saying is, what I'm mitigating is, I'm not explaining so much what's the difference between a Zuki Mazikle and less than a Kazayas. What I'm explaining is, why isn't there a flatter contradiction between Rashi over here who says that Bracha Rishonah is learned out from Yechalta V'savoto V'rachto, and Rashi over there who says that it's not learned out from Yechalta V'savoto V'rachto. It's learned out from Bracha. The answer is, what Rashi over there is not saying it's not learned out from V'yachalta. He's saying it's not learned out from V'savoto. The pasuk of V'savoto is not going on Bracha Rishonah, it's only going on Bracha Achrayna. And the V'savoto maybe doesn't have a svar. The V'savoto maybe don't have a Kal V'chaymer from V'savoto. Like that's only, the Sevilla is by definition only by Bracha Achrayna, not by Bracha Rishonah. So Rashi is saying, V'savoto is written by Bracha Achrayna, not by Bracha Rishonah. How do we know Bracha Rishonah? Says Rashi, also known as Menelem is Ebelei Bracha. Rashi, and how do we know, but how do we know also known as Menelem is Ebelei Bracha? It's Taka Kal V'chaymer from Yechalta. Not from V'savoto, but from Yechalta, because we don't hold like a V'savoto. We hold that you don't need Sviya. All you need is Achilu for Bracha Achayim. So from Yechalta, you have a Kal V'chaymer, the Bracha Rishonah, also known as Menelem is Ebelei Bracha. And since it's based on a Kal V'chaymer from Yechalta, V'savoto, and Rachta, so Gidre Sviya you're not going to need, but Gidre Achil you might still need to have, and that's the Rashi because you have to have Gidre Achil. Yeah, Adayin Yesh Lona, what would be the din of Pachas Mikazayis? Not before Shin Rashi. Maybe Rashi would hold on less than Kazayis is no Bracha Rishonah. Not the end of the world. To go through Tosfos Rais, but the main Rais from Rav Tzaddik. The Rav Tzaddik is talking about Kedei Sviyah. And maybe there's a Mokum L'chalak Pachas Mikazayis in other words. But upon him, the acuteness of the Sviyah in Rashi, we've mitigated. Rashi didn't say in Sukkah that we don't learn that Bracha Rishonah from V'yachalto. He says in Sukkah, we don't learn that Bracha Rishonah from V'savoto. Rav Tzaddik says Bracha Achrayna needs V'savoto. That you don't have in Bracha Rishonah. But the V'achalta, that is the Bracha Mokah for Bracha Rishonah, because that's the Gilui for Asa Hanas Menei Olam Ezebelei Bracha. And the Torah said, when is it Asa Hanas Menei Olam Ezebelei Bracha? When you have a Mais Achila. When you have Gidre Achila. And if you don't have Gidre Achila, then you don't have the, then you don't need to have a Bracha. He's talking about Bracha Rishonah or talking about Bracha Chayna? Chayna is talking about Bracha Chayna. And Taisa says, that's some question about. Taisa says, Lashitasi is talking about Bracha Chayna. I wonder when the Rashi says that. Where's the story? And he reads Rav Yochanan she'ochel zayis meliach u'birach olav chila v'soif. So we're in the bottom of Lamed. Chesam and Beis asks, how could Rav Yochanan make a bracha on a zayis? A zayis doesn't have a kezayis. When you eat a zayis, it's not a kezayis. Not because of the chazanish's kezayis, they're much bigger than a zayis. But because when you eat a kezayis, you don't eat the pit. So if you don't eat the pit, then this part of the zayis that you eat is less than the kezayis. So it's bosh le'shiyoy. So he said, well, it was a very big zayis. So Taisha says, the kasha is not a bracha achayim. Taisha, she told him, said, the kasha was never a bracha rishonah. The bracha rishonah doesn't need a kezayis. The kasha wasn't a bracha achayim. But the Gemara itself is talking out mefurish. What about in Rashi? Rashi says, the top Rashi in Lamed Tes, v'gavi birchas peyreis ha'aretz, achila ksiva, v'achila b'kezayis. Yeah, there's a mokum to be medayik in Rashi that the deal klosh in Rashi is that Rashi doesn't say bracha achrayna. I mean, that mukhul, maybe it means bracha achayna. But maybe it's mukhul, the Daken Rashi, the Rashi taka holds, lishitosa, that you have to have a shir kazai, so bracha vishayna too, at least for bracha priates. Maybe not for shahakal. You know, we had a truma, we had a Rabbeinu Yehuda, that a lesson of kazayis is a shahakal was. But Rashi also is mashma that if you don't have gidrei achila, you don't even have to make a shahakal. So maybe Yechani, maybe Rashi also has a lesson kazayis, don't make a bracha at all. Just give me a second. Yeah, I don't know. You have to check if what other rayas Tyson Sukkah has. I don't remember now. There's other rayas. Yeah, no.
Can you even die from the fact that he says, "Gabe b'chus teres aretz achilat tziva"? Meaning, even if you're going to say that for bracha rishona, it's a kal v'chomer, it's some sort of extrapolation. Rashi's talking about where the pasuk is actually written. So can you even die that he's talking about bracha rishona?
Gabe b'chus teres. Yeah, but not any more than Rashi by us. Rashi is certainly talking about bracha rishayna, and yet he says you need achila because it says v'chalta v'sotah, and he doesn't mention kal v'chomer, and he takes it for granted that we understand that v'chalta v'sotah rachta tells me the rules for bracha rishayna too. So I know that there's more deek in that Rashi than in Rashi v'yos. I mean, Rashi v'yos, I know that that's not what he means. Rashi v'yos, when he says that you need achila because it says v'chalta v'sotah rachta, he's talking about bracha rishayna. He's talking about barpi. He's talking about the bracha barpi eitz.
Doesn't say that he's talking about where the pasuk is actually written. He just says you need it
because it says v'achalka. And on the test, he's actually saying. Gabi biches peretz oras achilak siva. It's hakafani loshen. Rashi should have said. Rashi should have just said. But gabi bracha achilak siva. What's this arichas in Rashi? V'gabe birchas peiros ha'ore tzachilak siva. What's Rashi stressing? Birchas peiros ha'ore. So no, I'm saying maybe in Rashi also it's medik yinis bracha achayna. Or maybe I would think if I don't know anything else, I'm just looking at this Rashi. I would think Rashi means for bar peiros you need a achalta. For shakel you don't need. So that's what he's saying. V'gabe birchas peiros ha'ore to make a bracha on peiros ha'ore. The special bracha peiros ha'aretz, bracha rishona, bracha rishona. Rashi doesn't say, but peiros ha'aretz, the bracha bari peiros needs v'chalta v'sevata v'rachta, needs achila. But the shakel, maybe you don't have to have gidrei achila, which we saw such a thing in Rabbeinu Yoina. Yeah, we grappled with it. We didn't really work out what's the pshat in it, and it doesn't help. And Rashi is not mashma that way. Rashi v'yasin is mashma. Azuki masik lady, you don't make any bracha at all. Rashi says, "Ein zu achila shetuna bracha." The guy be bracha achila ksiva, v'achalta ksiva. That's to say, Rashi also doesn't mean you don't make any bracha at all. It means you don't make birchas peiros ha'aretz. Ein zu achila shetuna birchas peiros ha'aretz. That's not the lashon of Rashi. By the lashon of Rashi's mashma, there's no bracha at all. That's how the Pesukim understood the Rashi. That's what most of the Rishonim hold. That Shem Zayis, no, the Rambam holds that in Shem Zayis to make a shakel. Talk about it. Right? Interesting. I know it's hard to have a double boy.
Rashi's lashon in Sukkah is about the fun of Bekuldehu Ba'i Baracha. Shahari Nana, Vasanam, Benahu Zabla Baracha. Isn't Kuldu Mashah?
Rashi's lashon is Kuldu. Can you read me the Rashi again?
Rashi says,
the Rashi lush of Sukkah is the lush of Rashi in Sukkah is becholdu. Becholdu is taka mashma even less than the kazayis. You don't feel it at all. Yeah, so that's a little bit, why is that different than over here? Why is it kol du enough? Yeah.
But, I mean, I think Rabbi may have been alluding to this earlier, but if we say al-berech b'kesef Mishnah, Rashi, like Tosos and the Rashi, the Harka, just be explaining why we're not forced to say that dinim by bracha achron apply over here, but if there's a svara for why we shouldn't apply the gdarim, then we won't apply it. But if
right.
Without a spark,
right.
Then we
will
apply.
Right. That's right. So I'll definitely cast a mission. Right. We could say like, right. So that's what I talk about. Yeah. So maybe we'll say we would have to say. Like I see now. Like, if we want to be, we would have to say that it's a little bit up to us. It's up to Chazal. How much of Yechalta? So how much of Yechalta do they put into Bracha Rishon? Like we saw anyway in Tosfos and the Rosh, it's only Drabanan, it's only Gilim v'Sof Alma. We're not wedded to Dai Levam and Edin Lias Kenobim, but that doesn't mean we have to totally. It's up to us. So, and the Kesem Mishnah said that when all is said and done, that was Kesem Mishnah's question. The Mishnah said after Tosfos and the Rosh, Tosfos and the Rosh just explained to me why Bracha Rishayna does not have to be the same as Bracha Achayna, but they didn't explain why Chazal decided to make it different. They could have made it like Bracha Achayna. They could have required. They could have required a shir achilah for bracha rishayna. So had the kesem mishnah. No, they had a reason. Bracha rishayna, you don't know how much you're going to eat. Bracha rishayna, you already know how much you ate. So maybe we'll say al derech zayin Rashi. Rashi just saying bracha rishayna does not need that. Does not necessarily have to have all the dinim of echalta v'savot v'rachta. And the ma'aser chazal v'machayev even in a kol. But it's okay mazikle, where it's not a ma'aser achilah at all. They weren't machayev bracha rishayna. Leinian Zeh, they said it still has Gdorm of Yechalta v'Savot v'Rachta. Maybe. It's a little bit of Doichik. Chazni said, Reib Doichkim Emes. So, maybe this is from that cloud. And the Rashi Lama Tessam Ad Aleph, thank you for pointing that one out. The Rashi Lama Tessam Ad Aleph is very intriguing. Yale Birchis Peres Ha'oretz Achila Ksiva V'Achila B'Kazayis. There is a Shikul Torah waiting here to be said, but I don't know how to exactly work it. That maybe al derech habeinu yoyna. That Rashi held for bar priya eitz you need gidrei achila, but for shakel you don't need gidrei achila. And this Rashi is saying that shem and zayis you don't make a bar priya eitz. But the whole Gemara is talking about bar priya eitz. That's the Gemara. That the Gemara remember that in shem and zayis you make a bracha bar priya eitz. So Rashi saying bar priya eitz you need achila. It says v'chalta v'savot v'achta. Maybe Rashi concedes that a shahakal you would still make because also alas minolim zevuli bracha. That would be the Rashi in Lamatessim and Aleph. But seeing that there's such a sheet in Rishayim, and Rashi in Sukkah says that you make a bracha even in a kol du, maybe he's talking about a bracha of shahakal niyavidvar, not necessarily a bracha of bari b'eitz. Go no, it doesn't say. Yeah, the main problem is the same problem we had in Rabbeinu Yoyna. Like in Cheshbon, it works out a little bit different. It works out funny. If the svara is only mechayev shakel, and to mechayev a bari priyetz, you need the posuk. Then how do you have a bari priyetz and things that aren't from the shivas aminu? There's no posuk for it. Yeah.
It's very difficult to say that a shin sukkah is speaking about something that is shakel because Rav Sadok the chara is eating bread. The whole chidush is that he's eating it outside of the sukkah, or maybe if you want to say perot is down the sukkah, but. Either way, it doesn't seem like he'd be eating something that would...
No, I mean, Josh didn't say he was eating a chocolate bar, but we don't know what bracha he made. What bracha would he have... And he ate anyway more than a kazayin. But he was eating less than a kadesiyah. But what bracha to make doesn't say in the Mishnah. It just says that he... Right, so he didn't make a bracha l'achrov because it was less than a shkedei sviya, but he made a bracha l'fanav. It doesn't say what bracha he made l'fanav. Maybe he made a shakel. And moreover, there it was more than a kazayis. It wasn't less than a kazayis. It was just less than a kibetzah. Less than a kibetzah. Maybe even according to Rav Tzadok, he still would make a bracha. You would still make how much sviya bracha priyetz. Yeah, why is that different? Because in that there's no kavachaymer. Okay, yesh lefalfel b'zeh. I don't know. I don't have a bottom line in this. What about the other kashas? So we had four kashas on this Rashi. So far we dealt with two of them. And we had the original mahalach that maybe in one fell swoop. That's very, but don't go piecemeal. So question from. Gonna go piecemeal. So what have we dealt with so far? The the fact that Rashi says that it's a pasuk, Ayilimur says Imanal after the Svara, that's Gevaldik Rashi Lishitasa. The Svara is only Gil, is only a time of the Krah. The steer from Rashi and Chavav Amidbeis, so we see that it's, we can soften the question up a little bit, but a resolution, 100% resolution, what exactly Rashi holds about that, I don't know. What about Rabbi Kreger's Kasha from Beit Peiris? If you have to have, in fact, Gidri Achila, and the Gemara says in Pesachim that I made Peiris, you're not Chayiv Achaimish, because it's not Kederech Achilosoi, not Kederech Achilosoi, so why do you make a bracha on Beit Peiris? If we have, when you drink lemonade, you shouldn't have to make any bracha. It's not Kederech Achilosoi. So that, Mustama, the answer is, and this already, who says this? I remember that. I can't say this. That the Gemara in Pesachim, what does that mean? The Gemara in Pesachim, when the Gemara in Pesachim said to say on pomegranate juice, it's not kederech achilosa. So what does it mean? It means it's not the way to eat pomegranates. The way to eat pomegranates is to eat pomegranates. To squeeze out the juice, that's not the derech of how to drink, how to eat pomegranates. But it is the derech of how to drink pomegranate juice. If you have in front of you a glass of pomegranate juice, the way to eat it is to drink it. There's nothing else you can do with it. So in Chiyuv Chaimesh, which is a Chiyuv for eating Peiris of Truma, so then the question is, did I eat the Peiris of Truma kederech achilas haperis? The Rav has a similar thing in the Rishim Shurim, I say also along these lines, that when I want to be the Chiyuv for eating, the Chiyuv Chaimesh for eating Peiris of Truma is for eating Peiris of Truma. And if I ate the peiros of truma in a way that's not the derech achilas haperos, like I drank pomegranate juice, then it's not called. Then it lacks in ish ki yoichal, because my achila of peiros truma wasn't the derech achila peiros truma. But bracha, I don't only make a bracha on peiros. I make a bracha on chocolate, and I make a bracha on water, and I make a bracha on mushrooms. I make a bracha on lots of things that are and on meat. Brachas you make on things that are not peiros. So who cares if drinking pomegranate juice is the derech achil of pomegranates? Maybe it's not the derech achil of pomegranates, but it's the derech achil of pomegranate juice, and pomegranate juice is no worse than water or than mushrooms or other things that are not peiros. So for bracha, how do you make a bracha? Shakel, pomegranate juice anyway is shakel. So shakel niyabedur, how do you can make a pomegranate juice? Atkelekach, that it's a little bit of a little bit of a kreger. What was his kash in the first place? What if Kreger thought if you eat pomegranate juice on Yom Kippur, you're not chayv? If you drink pomegranate juice on Yom Kippur, it's like a derech achilosa. Or if you drink pomegranate juice of Yisuri Hano somehow, or you were Mudra Hano from pomegranate juice, you're not chayv because it's like a derech achilosa. But in the pomegranate juice is a derech achilosa. It's not the derech achilosa apri. That's the chora clear in there. That's chora what it means. Once you have pomegranate juice, about it is a derech achilosa of this juice, of this liquid. But it's drinking it as a juice, not the derech achil of the pomegranate. So for chiyuv truma, you have to have derech achilas haperis, and that you don't have. But for brachas, all you need is derech achilas hajuice, derech achilas hameperis. Yeah. The last question, the fourth question, was from the Gemara about kimcha desari. That Rashi over here seems to say that if you're not net, that if it's mezukim masikli, it's mafkir, that it's not a ma'is achila, there's no bracha. But kimcha desari, the Gemara says, it's kosher, that even though it's kosher l'kukyani, but since you're nene, so you make a bracha. So mistama, there you can answer balabatish. That shemen zayis is mazik you right now. You drink shemen zayis right away, you have a stomachache. So that's not called a ma'is achila. Kimcha desari is bad for your health. Bad for your health doesn't make it not a ma'is achila. Lots of things that are bad for you. I know ice cream is probably bad for your health too, but it doesn't mean it's not. You don't make a. You know, nobody would say it if you don't make a bracha on it. Shemen zayis. It's a painful experience to drink shemen zayis. So that's already mufka from being a ma'is achila. And that's very simple. That's not even that's a lot of baggage. Let's see if I tell you more. So anyway, bottom line, so Gemara says, it can't be that you just drank the Shemen Zayis. Because drinking Shemen Zayis is Azuki Masiklei, and Azuki Masiklei, the pastors in Rashi, and most of you trying to write this way, doesn't warrant a bracha at all. There's no bracha at all on Shemen Zayis. Again, the Rambam is to make a shakal, we'll have to discuss separately. But passing the Gemara, there's no, it's Azuki Masiklei, it's not, Rashi is not a Maisachil. So Rashi means it's not a bracha at all. Ain't Zuach Yilashiftun a bracha. The pasuk in Rashi is no bracha at all, not even a shakal. So the Gemara says, "Elo the kochalei al yedei, the kochalei al yedei pas." Maybe it means you smeared it on some bread. Says Rashi, "Mishum lifton, like margarine." So yochi habulei pasik kibul tafel v'tan kolak kazeh kakol shi kibim mitvela v'varach alikir paiter es atvela. Then you make hamitzi. If you put oil on bread, you make hamitzi. So that's not a very pretty either. Elo the kashosli al yedei anikoin. Maybe means that you mixed it in to some borscht. The Omer Rabbi Shmuel anigroin maya de silka. Anigroin is beet is water that from cooked beets, and ansigroin is maya de kulishalki. It's from many vegetables like a V8, and you could mix in some shemen zayis to give it some body, and that might be a way that you could drink shemen zayis, and it's not azuki mazikle. Back to in Cain Avli anigroin ikav shemen tofel, but tonight it's the same rules. Zaklav. So what do we gain? And for the Gemara, halacha b'mayis ginon b'choshish b'groimei. The case is that he has a sore throat. Let's read the whole Gemara. The sanya choshish b'groimei yareinu b'shem etchilu b'shabbos. Posh from you shouldn't gargle with it with oil and Shabbos. Have a nice and shem and harbel techanikra, but he could put oil into an anikra and a beleya, and that's not called refuah and Shabbos. So that's the case over here, that he's choshish begroinoi. So since he's choshish begroinoi, so the shem and zayis is not tofel. Pshita, isn't that poshut? So what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that you make a very pretty ace. Oh, it's a Gemara's Kashi Pshita. The Chiddush is they make a bari pri, it's not a shakal. Other juices are a shakal. Or, and it's not kaveh brachal atzma like wine. Shemiz Ais is the only juice that is not a shakal and on the one hand, and it's not like wine that has its own bracha on the other end. It's bari pri, it's the only juice that has a bari pri. So why is that Pshita? I don't know, I think that's Pshita. So the Gemara says Pshita, my detema came in that came on to the refuah kamachavin. Because something you're just drinking refuah, maybe you shouldn't make any bruch at all. Kamashmon came into Islay Hanom in Evoy Bruchay. Since at the end of the day he has enough from this concoction, so he does have to make a bruch. Places near Halacha, the second places, near in Hadvarim, the Odom Shaysa Mashkin. If a person's drinking a Mashkin the refuah, after the other word the refuah, in a Mashkin Royim Lishdois has a bad taste, the Leslay Hanom in Evoy Bruchay, not to make a bruch. The Islay Hanom in Evoy, but if it's tasty, then even without the refuah, then by bruch, then you do have to make a bruch. So what's the case over here? He was choshish begroinoi. That's why he makes a very pre-ace. The nigroin, the shem is not tofel to the nigroin because he was choshish begroinoi. So look, Rashi, choshish begroinoi. It's sorech losses by shem and harbe. Davli shem and ikur vanigun tofel. Rashi says that the case choshish begroinoi means. Because he has a sore throat, he has to put in a lot of shemen. And sounds like in Rashi, and therefore the shemen is the ikur and the nigun is the tofel. Chayetz mashman Rashi. Really shy and placing what Rashi means. Simple reading of Rashi is that what makes the shemen zayis over the ikur is not the fact that you're doing a lirafua. What makes the shemen zayis the ikur is that you're putting in so much shemen zayis that the shemen zayis became the ikur. The refuah is just to explain why you're making why you're making it in such a way. The normal way to make borscht, the normal way to make vegetable juice, is to put in a little bit of oil. You don't normally put in a lot of oil, but if you were choshish begroinoi, then you might put in a lot of oil. But that's not why it's an ikur. It's not an ikur because you're doing the refuah. What makes the shemen zayis an ikur is the fact that now there's a lot of shemen zayis. So it's just like the background story why he's making this funny recipe. But the real reason the real reason why the Shemen Zayis is the Iker is nothing to do with the refuah. It's just because he was nice in Shemen, because he was nice in Shemen Harbe. The Ritva says differently. The Ritva says, it's a little bit strange. First of all, we show it's 2 days in Tur. In Tur, the Tur brings in the Machlekes, Rav Yosef, I guess it's the Rimigash, Rav Yosef and the Bahag. Rav Yosef says that Choshesh B'Groin is Labda. We don't care if he has a sore throat or he doesn't have a sore throat. The main thing is that he's nice and Shem and Harbe. The typical scenario where somebody would be nice and Shem and Harbe would be that he has a sore throat. But the thing that makes him nicker is that he has a sore throat. Like it says in Rashi. And then he brings from the Bahag that, and the Bahag says that it's Dafka if he has a sore throat. If he doesn't have a sore throat, then the Anigun is dead. And then the Chayr Bibshutta, according to the Bahag, there's no reason to think that he was nice and Shem and Harbe. In other words, the Chayr is a two different Shatim and Ligmar. One shot is, I mean, it's clearly two different Shatim and Ligmar, but it's two different, according to the Rav Yosef, that the Ikir is that he's nice and Shem and Harbe. And the Gemara doesn't say he was nice and Shem and Harbe. The Gemara says that the Gemara says, in the Hilchah Shabbos part, when the Gemara brought the Brisa in Shabbos, it said, "Aval noisinu shem and harbi l'toich anigrei nubelea." So when the Gemara brings the Brisa that describes the refuah happens to involve shem and harbi. But when the Gemara says on the top of the Amud, when it's explaining why you make a bracha on the shem, as I said, it's not a tofel, the Gemara doesn't say the words, "He's noisinu shem and harbi." The Gemara says that he did a refuah. So, but the we have two different ways to understand the Gemara. One way to understand the Gemara is, the main thing is the shem and harbi. That's Rashi, and that's Rav Yosef. That's the Rav Yosef in the Tur. The main thing that we want over here is to get to the Shem and Harbi. Shem and Harbi is a Nikkur. But we talked about Choshesh B'Groinoi because we find in Hilchas Shabbos that what kind of person puts Shem and Harbi into an Anigrin? A person who's Choshesh B'Groinoi. So the way Rashi, the way Rav Yosef reads the Gemara, is that the Gemara is bringing the Brais in Hilchas Shabbos to show me that there's a recipe with Shem and Harbe. That people are Choshesh B'Groinoi, they use Shem and Harbe. So that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying the answer is he was Choshesh B'Groinoi, meaning the answer is he was nice in Shem and Harbe. And what kind of person is nice in Shem and Harbe? Where do we find Shem and Harbe? I'll show you a price that people have a sore throat, they put in Shem and Harbe. But the main thing that we want over here is the Shem and Harbe. The Shem and Harbe is what makes it into a nick. And that's their basis. And the Bahag learns, no, the main point over here is that it's Choshesh B'Groinoi. And Faket, once he's Choshesh B'Groinoi, then you don't necessarily need and it's the fact that he's Choshesh B'Groinoi that makes it the Iker. Because since he's taking it for the refuah, so by him the main thing is the refuah. So the Shem Azayis is the main thing. He's drinking it for the Shem Azayis. So that's what makes it the Shem Azayis into an Iker. So for the Shem Azayis to be an Iker, maybe it doesn't have to be a Shem and Harbe. Mechatesi even has to be Shem and Harbe, according to the Bahag. It doesn't need to be Shem and Harbi. It typically would be Shem and Harbi because that's the refuah that you see from the Brachos in Shabbos, that that happens to be the way you do the refuah. But in Hilchas Brachos, the Shem and Harbi is really not the point. The point is that he's doing it the refuah. The Ritva says also like the Ritva says al derech the Bahag, that the reason why it's a Nikr is because he's doing it the refuah. The Ritva adds that you're putting in Shem and Harbi, I'm stomach because that's the recipe. But when the Ritva explains why it's an Iker, he says that it's an Iker because you're doing the refuah. So that's your main kavanah. Yeah.
According to the Ritva, if there was no grono in there, would it be hanar or not?
If there was no what?
If there was no the bar, if it wasn't in there, so would it be hanar?
I mean, it was plain Shem and Zayis.
No,
pashtus is no because there's no hanar. Without any hanar, then the refuah you don't make a bracha. Could be the Golish Shittosim, Rashi and the Ritva. Because we already saw, Rashi learns that the issue with Shem Azayis is that it's Mazik. It's looking Mazik. We don't find in Rashi that Shem Azayis doesn't have a Hanah. It could very well be that it's maybe it's delicious, but it's just a looking Mazik. According to Rashi, the reason why you don't make a bracha on Shem Azayis is because it doesn't stay in the Gemara because there's no Hanah. The reason why there's no bracha on Shem Azayis is because it's Mazik. Well, if the reason why you don't make a bracha on Shem Azayis, it may be delicious. Or at least, I think it's gross, but maybe there are people who enjoy it. So that's not the problem. The problem is that it's a zuki mazikli. Well, if you mix it up with an anigroin, then it's not mazik anymore. Once it's not mazik anymore, so then why can't it just be an ikur in its own right? If it's the rive ingredient, whenever you have a paravis in many different meaning, the default is whatever is the rive, whatever is the majority ingredient, that's the ikur. So if I put in shemen harbi, so the shemen harbi is now the majority ingredient. Let's say shemen harbi means the majority ingredient. So why should I not make the bruch on the shemen zayis? The shemen zayis is the majority ingredient. The shemen zayis, for all we know, is very tasty. If you like greasy stuff, shemen zayis is very tasty. And it's not a zuki mazikle. You took away the harmful element of it by mixing it up with the bush. So now it's clearly not mazik anymore, otherwise we didn't get anything. So obviously it's no longer mazik. If it's no longer mazik, then I revert to the normal rules, and the normal rules are whatever is the rive is the ikka. So the Rashi is very well, who says why do you have to introduce refuah? The main point is he was shasli al nigrin, that makes it no longer baleful, it's no longer harmful, it's no longer zuki mazikle. I have a problem, but it's tofel to the anigroin. He was nice and shem and harbi. It's not tofel to the anigroin. End of story. So is there, why in the world should you have to add the element of, why should you need the element of refuah? On the other hand, the Ritva says that shem and zayis, you're not nene from the shem and zayis. Shem and zayis is not enjoyable. That's why it doesn't have a bracha. That's why it doesn't have a bracha. So what does it matter when you add it into an anigrin? So when you add it to an anigrin, then it becomes enjoyable. So then it's a mokum to say, since it's only enjoyable because of the other elements, because of the borscht, because of the other vegetables in there, that's what makes the shemen zayis palatable. So even if you have a lot of shemen zayis, it's not so posher that it would become the ikar. If the shemen zayis by itself, even there's a lot of it, but the shemen zayis by itself doesn't taste good, what makes this thing delicious is the fact that you have other things there too. And if you take the other things away, then the shemen zayis alone would be horrible. Then it could be that in the regular hilchos brochas, it doesn't become an ikker. You could have a lot of shemen zayis. Something can be an ikker if that's the main tasty thing. That's the thing that I want to drink. You know, the main thing that I want over here is the ikker. Yeah, well, the dorm exactly ikker tofel is a big sugi, but one way certainly for something to be an ikker is that's my main agenda. That's what I want. That's the tasty. That's the thing that I really am hungry for. So it becomes the ikker. But in shemen zayis, that's never the case. Shemen zayis is horrible. Which makes shemen zayis good is that it makes the other stuff go down better. So even if you noisen shemen harbe, I could very well hear that shemen zayis, even if you noisen shemen harbe, it's not going to become palatable. So how can the shemen zayis even become the ikker? Therefore, the Ritva has to learn what makes the shemen zayis ikker is not that it's a lot of it. What makes the shemen zayis ikker is that I'm drinking taka for the shemen zayis. Because since I'm drinking the refuah, that's what I want. I want the shemen zayis. So then the shemen zayis can become an ikker. On the other hand, in the sheet of the tour and the Bahag, there's a big chiddush. And the tour, in fact, asked it for a kasha on the Bahag. The tour asked on the Bahag, and the Bahag and the Ritva line up, the same sheet. That we have two sheets here. We have Rashi and Rav Yosef on the one hand, and we have the Bahag and the Ritva on the other. What makes over here the Shemen Zayis the Iker? According to Rashi and Rav Yosef, what makes the Shemen Zayis the Iker is that it's Shemen Harbe. End of story. And the refuah over here is just the backstory, but what makes the ikur is the shemen harbi, and according to the Bahag and the Ritva, what makes the shemen zayis the ikur is that I'm taking the refuah. Ask the tour on the Bahag the same question you can ask on the Ritva: how can taking something the refuah make it into an ikur in brachas? If you drink something the refuah only, then there's no brach at all. Like you see from the Hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ma'u d'teima, since you're taking the refuah, you shouldn't make any bracha at all. Kamash one, since you're nener, so you make a bracha. So it's a mabur in the Gemara, and Tosfos pointed out lahalocha, and that's takadidim, that medicine that doesn't taste good doesn't have any bracha at all. So you're only making a bracha because it has a good taste. So if the shemen zayis, from a taste point of view, is not the ikker, so the fact that you're taking it medicinally should not make it into the ikker, because taking it medicinally is not a reason to make a bracha at all. The way the Tur says it, he says the fact that I'm taking the refuah should make the shemen zayis less of an ikur, not more of an ikur. It should make it's a reason for me not to make a bracha on the shemen zayis, not more to make a bracha on the shemen zayis, because refuah is ba'etzim a kavona that's antithetical to making a bracha. except that if you're nana also, so then we can ignore the refuah, you can make a bracha on the hana. But if over here, if it wasn't the refuah, the Shem Azayis wouldn't be the ikar, then how can the fact that now it's the refuah make the Shem Azayis into an ikar? So that needs a hesper. That's according to the Shita of the Bahag and the Ritva, that needs a very that over here needs a hesper. I don't know if it needs a big hesper. It needs a hesper. It needs a hesper. How could it be that something that if I would take the refuah out of the picture, it would not be the ikur? Now that the fact that it's the refuah, it becomes an ikur. If taking something the refuah be'etzim is not a reason to make a brach altogether.
There you go. Why are those necessarily the same two metrics? In other words, if I'm making a bracha now, which is the thing that's an ikur? I mean, it is a food once it's all put together. So if I'm making a bracha on that, which thing is it that I'm really making a bracha, which is actually a bracha? Why does that have to be the same measurement as would I be making a bracha if I just ate oil?
Yeah, so that's I think you're probably that's probably the direction to go, but I wanna give it I want Ellen to give it some thought. I also want to give it some thought. If there's room to get here to something more bedrock or maybe not. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to learn now the Sugya Dikra V'Tofel, which belongs to the end of the parak, but just to think this issue through all by itself. Maybe we'll leave it like this. Something to think about. And what's the Nekudas HaMachlekes here? That's also what I was fascinating. What's the Nekudas HaMachlekes between Rashi and the Rav Yosef on the one, and the Torah also was on that side, and the Bahag and the Ritva on the other? That the Bahag and the Ritva learn, you know, it was a simple reading of the Gemara, is more like the Bahag and the words themselves in the Gemara sound more like the Bahag and the Ritva. The Gemara doesn't say word of Hashem and Harbe. The Gemara says, I mean, later in Hilchas Shabbos it says Hashem and Harbe. But the Gemara's teretz is that the Chayshish Begroini. A lot of the simple reading of the Gemara is that Chayshish Begroini is what makes the Shem Azayis into a Nikah. Presumably, Rashi and Rav Yosef don't want to learn that way for the same reason that the Torah doesn't want to learn that way. Because the Torah asks, how can the fact that it's the refuah making it into a Nikah if refuah is not a reason to make a bracha at all? And therefore, that forced them to learn that the refuah over here is not the reason why it's a Nikah. Refuah is just the reason why he put Shem and Harbe. What makes it a Nikah is the fact that it's Shem and Harbe. And somehow the Ritva and the Bahag are not faced by that problem. So you're right, the direction has to be that these are two different things. You know, whether you make a bracha on refuah or not is one thing, and whether being the refuah can make it into a Nikah is another thing. But I think nonetheless it needs to be a little bit thought about. And we'll think about it. And then we have to see the Rambam. That's Shem Azayis.
Yeah. Okay.